This is a download from the BBC. To find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/radio4.
I would say only a small minority had mental health difficulties, maybe 1 or 2%. Most of them, it was a political and social phenomenon. It was toxic distrust of public institutions, and they had been radicalized over the internet or through political propaganda, but they did not, for the most part, have clinical mental health issues.
You focus a lot of the book on the truthers, the ones who believe that 9/11 didn't happen in the ways commonly described, but was some conspiracy, don't you?
Yes. In fact, originally my book was just going to be about 9/11 truth activists. These are the folks who, as you say, believed 9/11 was an inside job by the Bush government. But what I found was that when I interviewed these people, they embraced a whole bunch of other conspiracy theories. And it became clear to me that conspiracism had become a sort of creed for these people. And it wasn't just about 9/11. It was about all of society.
Well, give us the psychology of this. What is it in the head that drives otherwise sane people to believe weird and wacky things?
Well, as I say, the universal aspect is distrust. Distrust of government, distrust of media, distrust of organized religion in many cases, distrust of all public institutions in society. But I also think that there is an impulse to align ideology with facts. They want to make the world, as they imagine it, appear like the world as it is. So, for instance, in the case of a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, in some cases he might be a very left-wing ideologue who believes that all evil originates with the United States. And then when 9/11 happened, which was evil perpetrated against the United States, he suffered cognitive dissonance because ideology conflicted with reality. The conspiracy theory then became a way to reconcile the two.
Interesting. You used the word he in that answer, and it is usually men you found.
Oh, yes, very much. You do sometimes see women at conspiracy theory conventions, but typically they're the bored girlfriends of conspiracy theorists who drag them there. And part of this just goes to the highly technical, somewhat adolescent nature of conspiracist mythology. There is a large focus on weaponry and secret agents and the technical details of these conspiracies, which often seems like something out of Buck Rogers or science fiction. And as a result, it primarily appeals to the male mind.
You came to the belief that you can't cure a conspiracy theorist of belief in conspiracies.
That's right. This is an admission I make in the final chapter, that after 2.5 years of research, I can confess that I did not win a single argument with a conspiracy theorist about their underlying theory. And that is because of the nature of conspiracy theorist argumentation, which is that when presented with contrary evidence, they simply expand the imagined conspiracy to swallow the evidence. And so in my book, I focus on preventing people from embracing conspiracy theories, because once they go down the rabbit hole of conspiracism, it's almost impossible to bring them back.
There are some patterns in the conspiracy theories, aren't there, about small groups of evildoers, and these things recur in different conspiracies, don't they?
Yes, and this is the reason that early in the book, I dedicate a chapter to the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which of course is a notorious hoax that was popularized after World War I in Europe. And I go through the protocols very carefully to show what has become the universal blueprint for conspiracy theories. Now, I want to emphasize to your listeners that not all modern conspiracy theories are anti-Semitic. Many focus on other groups. However, the basic structure of the conspiracy theory, of a small group of people who control world events, and especially wars and financial depressions, for their own gain, that basic structure has been replicated in all sorts of conspiracy theories. However, what they've done is they've changed the names. So instead of Jews, you have Bilderbergers or New World Order, or the Vatican, for instance, has become very popular. And the basic structure has been preserved, but the Jews have gotten off the hook. In some cases, you do still have anti-Semitic conspiracy theorists, but they are in the minority.
Jonathan Kay, author of Among the Truthers, A Journey Through America's Growing Conspiracist Underground. Thank you very much indeed.